He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Hi again, folks. It's me, Jason Kirkman, that crazy nickel soda pop guy. Say, did you notice something new about the show? That's right. It's now a half-hour format. Now, I know some of you may be a little disappointed about that, but let me explain why. I strive each week to bring a quality show to you, my friends and neighbors. Well, I have found that it takes me a lot less time to produce a half-hour show, even 2 half-hour shows in a week, than it does to produce a 1-hour show. I don't know why, it just seems to work out that way. And now that school's in session, I want to spend more time with my son. So, in keeping with the concept of bringing back that nickel soda pop and spending time with your kids, making fresh, new, and exciting memories, we have changed to a different format, at least for a little while. There's nothing like spending time with the kids, and there's nothing like spending time with you. And this is our time together, listening to great music and lots of fun, right here on the Jason Kirkman Show. So let's get on with it.
I hear something saying, sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ah, 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 ah.
Well, don't you know,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my, 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 my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my work is so hard.
That was Sam Cooke with the Chain Gang. Here's Don Williams singing exactly how I feel. I believe in you.
Of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in
mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am, but I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe in you. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white. That Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood. That gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you.
King Louis XI of France was a firm believer in astrology, and yet he was somewhat uneasy when an astrologer accurately predicted the death of a lady at court. He felt the astrologer would be better off dead, so Louis called him to his apartments where his servants were ordered to throw him out the window once given the signal. First, however, Louis asked the man a question. "You claim to understand astrology and to know the fate of others. So tell me what your fate will be and how long you have to live." The astrologer wisely replied, "I shall die just 3 days before your majesty." This so unnerved King Louis that he decided to let the astrologer live. You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show.
She kind of breezed into town from New Orleans and said, "Boys, I'm Big John's Cajun Queen. I didn't come here to argue or waste anybody's time. I just come to get my man from your dirty old mind, 'cause he moves me. Now where you give up for old Queenie's gonna start, 'cause I got a powerful love in my heart. So just show me the hole way down in the ground and tell the whole wide world Big John's been found and he's living." So down in the mine without a sign of a light, old Queenie went looking for John that night. She found him there at the bottom of the pit and placed a red-hot kiss on his cold blue lips. He started breathing. She She waited a minute and then she kissed him again. And old John got the power of 100 men. Up he come a clawing and a digging like a mole. Said, come on, Queenie, we're gonna leave this hole. They started walking. Now a roar from the crowd greeted this fine pair as they both walked out in that cool night air. And up for silence went Big John's hand, and the Queen said, I told you I'd get my man, 'cause he moves me. You can find him today, they're down in New Orleans, Big Bad John and his Cajun Queen. They're a little bit wrinkled from the strain of time, but their love's just as strong as that night in the mine. 110 grandchildren. Now the moral of this story has a real clear omen. Don't you ever underestimate the power of a woman.
That was Jimmy Dean with the Cajun Queen. Now, in spirit of bringing back the Nickel Soda Pop and being a true blue American, hey, I'd like to play for you a song by Johnny Cash, the Song of the Patriot.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue. And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men who have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churning, and I could do some fighting of my own. I don't believe in violence, I'm a God-fearing man, but I'd stand up for my country just as long as I could stand. 'Cause I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And I enjoy the liberty of being what I want to be and achieving any goal that I can. I was taught to turn the other cheek, but Teddy used to say, walk soft and pack a big stick, but never walk away. And I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. When I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men that have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churn, and I could do some fighting of my own. 'Cause I love all my brothers and we're proud of our birth. We've got the greatest country here on God's green earth. And I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
When Will Rogers was being taken to the White House to meet President Calvin Coolidge, he was told not to try to be funny because President Coolidge had no sense of humor.
The undaunted Rogers bet that he could have Coolidge laughing within 20 seconds. When the formal introduction was made, "Mr. President, may I introduce my friend, Mr. Will Rogers?" Rogers held out his hand with a questioning look and said, "Pardon me, I didn't quite get the name." Coolidge roared with laughter, and Rogers won his bet.
There's a hippie that's happening all over our town. Tearing up the chicks with a message that he lays down. Who is the coolest guy that is what I am? Fast talking, slow walking,
was the great Charlie Rich with Mohair Sam. Here's Sugar Pie DeSanto with Mama Didn't Raise No Fools.
Cheating on me, but mama didn't raise no fools. Sing it, children.
Mama didn't raise no fools.
I mean to tell you that
mama didn't raise no fools.
I wanna sing it out loud. I know that I'm proud,
but mama didn't raise no fools.
Oh, you say with the click, you try to get slick, you go before. A playboy like you, but mama didn't bring no.
Tell it to them,
mama didn't raise no fool.
No, 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 no,
mama didn't raise no fool.
I wanna sing it out loud. I know that I'm proud,
but mama didn't raise no fool.
Oh, you say with the click, you try to get slick, you go before.
Mozart was once approached by a young man who was interested in his advice on how to compose a symphony. Since he was still very young, Mozart recommended that he start by composing ballads. Surprised, the young man responded, "But you wrote symphonies when you were only 10 years old." "Yes," Mozart replied, "but I didn't have to ask how."
If you asked an adult old as I am what growed up in the country, We were taught some manners when we were young'uns. We had manners, I'll tell you now. Never ever would you be caught taking the last piece of chicken off of the plate. Or the last biscuit. Now you'd sit there and want it some kind of bad. But you knowed better than to take it off of the plate. I finished supper one evening and went over to the Ledbetter house, and they was eating supper. And they was all sitting around the table there, Marcel and Claude and Eugene and Aunt Pet Ledbetter, Mrs. Ledbetter, as everybody affectionately called her, and they called Mr. Ledbetter Uncle Versy. Well, they was all sitting around the table, and there's one piece of chicken left right in the middle of the platter. And all of them was a-sitting there looking at it. A wind come up and blowed the lamp out. And you could hear Uncle Versus scream just like lightning had struck him. And Aunt Pet jumped up and finally got the lamp lit. And there was five forks sticking in the back of Uncle Versus' hand.
Well, she's my sweetie pie and the love of her soul. Well, she's my sweetie pie and the love of her soul. Well, she's the sweetest in the world, and she's my steady girl, cause she's my sweetie pie.
That was Eddie Cochran with Sweetie Pie. Here's a song from a guy from my hometown, St. Louis. This is the Reverend Cleophas Robinson with a great old gospel song, Getaway Jordan. Here he is. This'll get your foot to tapping.
Getaway.
Get away.
Get away,
Georgia. Get back.
Get back, old Chilly Georgia.
Get away.
Get away, old Chilly Georgia.
Hold on.
I wanna go so I see my Lord.
I promise the Lord if you set me free.
Get away, I wanna go so I see my Lord.
I'm ruined to see what the end would be.
Get away, I wanna go so I see my Lord.
One day as I was walking along.
Get away, I wanna go so I see my Lord.
Sounds so sweet, child. The love ran down to the sole of my feet, child. You don't believe I've been redeemed. Follow me down to the dirt and stream. I stepped in the water and the water was cold. Chilled my body, but not my soul.
Get away.
of the sun. The battle will be fought and victory won. When my feet get cold, my eyes shut, my body been chilled by the hands of death. Tongue glued to the roof of my mouth, my arms been folded across my breast. Don't have to worry about the way I fare. God Almighty told me he'll be right there. Lift me up with his wings of love, carry my soul to the heaven up above. They tell me dirty is deep and wide, I got a savior on the other side. Get away,
get away.
Got away.
Get away to the church.
Get back.
Get back to the church.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Say, get away.
Get away to the
church.
Move.
Get away.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. Our anchor station is 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, and our sister station, 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. The Leading Edge Radio Network, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County. AM 1290, OldiesRadio88.com, and RememberWhenRadio.com. Also Hawaiian Pacific Radio and Q-Star Radio, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM, and WYAP 107.7 FM. Also AM 1700 Radio Richmond, and AM 520 The Loop, and 88.1 WCPR. Also, Andrews Community Radio, and Classic Hits 1630 AM, Dark Classics Radio, and The Music Player yesterday out of the United Kingdom. Thank you all so much for carrying this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. Check out all of the websites that carry the program by going to jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. If you're looking for an area to spend a little vacation time, might I recommend southern New Mexico? There is a reason we're called the Land of Enchantment. There's a lot to see and do here, so be sure to check out www.alamogordo.com, www.cloudcroft.net, and www.newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked at www.jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing industry and homes with cleaning products since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.